This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Sudan's warring factions to observe a three-day ceasefire over the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday on Thursday.
I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation.
He spoke as rival forces battled for a six-day. Gunfire could be heard in Khartoum, where the fiercest battles are being fought as thousands of civilians tried to flee. The violent power struggle has killed hundreds so far, is tipping a nation reliant on food into what the United Nations calls a humanitarian catastrophe. The United States said it was sending more troops to the region in the event that it decide to evacuate its embassy in Khartoum. We get more on that part of the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's airport non-functional and its roads treacherous even during peacetime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Myanmar's Supreme Court reportedly said Wednesday that it will hear appeals by ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of her convictions for corruption, election fraud, and violation of state secret laws. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.